Has a stranger ever made a comment to you and it stuck with you? Like a lasting comment? You don't know their name, but you know exactly what they said. 800-409-9393. That's 800-409-9393. I'd love to talk to you and see if you can relate to what I went through yesterday. It is the Joe Show on 93.3 FLZ. Ashley, I'm at International, and I am going to the Apple Store because I want to, you know, take a look at Apple Watches.
Yeah.
And end up getting one. They're putting it on my wrist, and they had to, I don't know, there's some sort of sizing thing. The man, he's like, you know, you got small wrist, man.
He's Cuban?
He said that to me.
Oh.
I didn't ask what he was after that. I just, all I heard was, he goes, you got small wrist, man. I'm like, what? You got small wrist, man. I can't get that out of my head.
Thought about it all day.
I have feminine wrists. I have little baby wrists. I remember when we did that bit completely tongue-in-cheek, but the teacher, she got unfortunately jumped by kids.
Yep.
And I said, how does a teacher, I like,
you
no
said
offense.
You could take on like fifth graders.
How do you get jumped by a bunch of like seven-year-olds? You know, I was like, hey, I could take them on. But
I don't think you can with tiny wrists.
You don't think that I can?
No.
I don't think I can. I think that my wrist would break. You got small wrists, man. Do I got small wrists, man?
You do. You have very really? Dainty wrists. It's okay. I love your wrist and your hands.
Can always make them look bigger, though, by doing forearm exercises.
Anyone ever make fun of you guys? Or, like, not even make fun of you, but anyone say something and it sticks?
This happened at the Rays game when we did, this is about maybe, like, 2 years ago, was it? When we were at the Rays game, we took over the job.
Yeah,
it's been so many times. And one of the listeners, I think he was working there as well, he goes, oh, you're Ashley Nix. You look so much better in person. And it has stuck with me for the last 2.5 years. I'm like, is that an insult? Like, what?
Do you find now that you're insecure to post?
Yeah, you look at it. I only post on my stories now.
That really changed everything.
Yes.
Huh. Man, that's so. It was rude that he said that.
I don't know if it was rude or is it compliment. I was just like, it stuck with me. I mean, it's been 2 years now, and I'm just like, wow. I'm always going to think of that guy.
What was his name?
I don't remember, but I know what he looks like.
That's what I'm saying.
I can point him out. If we went to the Rays game tomorrow, I can point him out.
I don't know who the gentleman was. And by the way, was so nice. Helped me with everything.
This guy was super nice, too.
But, you know, you got small wrists, man.
It was just like, what?
What do you mean I got small wrists, man?
I had one time a bartender said, oh, you must be getting all the girls. I said, why do you say that? She's like, you got all those hickeys on your neck. And it was my birthmark. But I was kind of flattered.
Yeah.
Because part of me's like, oh, well, you're saying that I am a ladies' man. Uh-huh. Down on the other end, it's like, well, I was born with it.
Does it still bother you? You are, you know, I remember in high school you would be bothered by your birthmark.
Yeah, I would do laser surgery comments. Treatments to get it removed because I was so insecure about it.
Do you still want it?
Not anymore. And I think part of it is I had the beard to cover it and it kind of masks it and I only really see the neck part of it. So.
Yeah, but when you're 80, you can't be getting hickeys. You can't.
No.
Yeah. You can't be like, oh, he's getting hickeys. Like, yeah, that's a little weird.
You look like you, you know,
you like the ladies.
You get your neck sucked on, mate. I don't know what the guy would have said to you. Who's this?
Michelle,
do I sound like, you tell me, you know, with my voice when I talk, do I sound like I have small wrist mane?
No, Maine. I think you know, average. I think.
What did a stranger say to you that it was a lasting comment?
Well, I tell you, it was a great compliment. I was working at Lowry Park Zoo. This is a little while back, and I was at the petting zoo, and this mom and little girl came in, and the little girl looked at me, and she goes, "Look, Mom, it's Cinderella."
Wow.
Right? Oh, no. I just thought it was the sweetest thing ever.
Oh, my God. Why? And the guy said, he goes, you got wrists like Cinderella, man. I can't do the accent anymore. But that's what he said.
So, you get so girls, man?
Go ahead. Wait,
are you sensitive about that?
Am I sensitive? I don't know. I don't know if I'm sensitive. I don't know. I guess I kind of am. But at the same time, why would I need big wrists? Like, what am I doing that I need
big
wrists?
Yeah, are you lifting, like, couches or something?
Yeah, what would I be doing?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
So I think I need to be, like, okay with it. How tall am I? I am, like, I don't do the whole guy, like, over-exaggeration. I'm 6 feet. I'm sure of it. People have said I'm, like, 6'2". I'm 6 feet. There's no way.
I thought you were 5'9". time.
Really?
Why are you doing things like that to me?
All right. Gonna stick with them all day.
That's now. And I know her name. That's the biggest problem. We'll talk to you later. Thank you for calling in.
You got small wrists, man.